I guess I have to unmute so you guys can hear me. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine. I am so excited that you're here with me for Whiplash Talk. We are having a beautiful, beautiful day here, and I have a secret guest coming on today sometime. When they show up, we'll announce them. I have had such a beautiful week, and I'm believing the same for you guys. I just know that you guys have had the same. I have been looking at ForThePeople.Space. Man, some excellent posts going on of ForThePeople.Space. And one that just kind of slapped me in the face that had to do with, holodeck and, pain. And I've been dealing with some injuries that I had and the pain from those. And my goodness gracious, you guys, it's been legit. And even though I am dealing with it, and then I read the ForThePeople.Space, I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on here? So with all of that said, I have been trying to refocus on observing. As a friend of mine has taught me, observe it, but don't partake in it. So re-injured one of the injuries yesterday. I'm like, oh my gracious. So doing some clearings on Creation Lightship to get a little help from Creation Lightship. They all powerful. They've got the power up there that maybe I do not have down here, as we have read. So we left off last week. We were talking about Dolores Cannon and talking about some of the things that she was teaching and talking about ascension. And one of the lines that really stuck with me is, you won't leave the earth, you'll leave the frequency. And I was talking to another friend. I think I even said on the show last week, I was talking to another friend about Eckhart Tolle's book called The Power of Now. And I thought, I need to get back in that book. And when I moved, it was just a flurry. It was an absolute flurry of, it was almost like it was, it wasn't, but I'm just going to word it this way so you'll see the funny in it. It was almost like it was a competition on how quickly I could give crap away. And it wasn't crap, it was good stuff. Give stuff away. And then there was a little pile of books that I wanted to bring with me. And after I packed my car and the trailer, I'm like, I don't have room for the books. And so for the stuff that the lady that was helping me, for the stuff that she was going to send me, I'm like, would you please send me this stack of books? Well, in that stack was The Power of Now, and I still don't have those items. And so fast forward, I was talking to a really good friend of mine that picked up the book and was reading it since my last show, and it inspired me. I'm like, I'm going to buy another book because I really want to get back into it. I am a highlighter, writing the, margins, notes to myself kind of person. Whenever I'm reading something that's a little deep that I really want to chew on for a while, and I really want to, get into me. And so there are so many people that I interact with that we're all on our own walks and we're all in our different aspects of everything. But when I we don't compare. We absolutely don't compare. But there are some people that I can talk to that can really help me and just the basics of, navigating the Creation Lightship website, things like that, that I was working so hard and so many hours that I was I was in survival mode. And so I would use Creation Lightship, but it was just to go on, run the programs that, I felt led to run and didn't really tap into learning how to use it to the best of its ability. It's really an amazing tool. So to all my friends out there that are studying Ron's work, doing Ron's work, know Ron's work, and No Creation Lightship, many, many thanks to you for your help and assistance during this weird time of me injuring, re-injuring myself. It's just kind of crazy. Sunshine doesn't like being down for the count, so yeah, that ain't gonna happen for very long. So I've been back in the book, and I can't get past chapter two. And chapter two is really talking about consciousness, and it's the way out of pain. Well, gee, I wonder why I can't get past that since I'm limping. So it says nobody's life is entirely free of pain and sorrow. Isn't it a question of learning to live with them rather than trying to avoid them? And it goes on, it says, the greater part of human pain is unnecessary. It is self-created as long as the unobserved mind runs your life. And I'm like, ouch, okay, well let me study that a little bit more. And so that's the beginning of chapter two. And in doing that, there's something about this book, and even other people that have read it have told me it's not a fast reader. It's not one that you just flip the pages and go, oh my gosh, what a great book. You read a page and you're like, wow, what did that just say? And then you go back and you read it again and you're like, ponder, ponder, ponder. Look out the window, look at the water, look at the mountains, look at the freeway, whatever it is that brings you happiness and peace and joy. Look, you just kind of stop and you ponder, what did I just read? It's kind of like when you read Osho's work or other people's work that we've read in the past, the wisdom that's in there is deep. And sometimes our minds, even though we fight very hard to stay out of the mind matrix, sometimes our minds are a little ramped up and we might read over something that is that one puzzle piece that we're needing to take us to the next level. So I know I've talked about this book before, but it really is a really great book, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle. So I encourage anybody that wants to up their game to go for that. My guest today, I know they're going to sign in when they do. I'm sure BBS will let me know. But they have a unique certain way of communicating and hearing from our friend from Q, and I have a certain way that I hear from him as well. And when I was at work the other day, I work in an area that sells different things, and on the backside of a metal stand where really the customers couldn't see was this random magnet that was hanging up there on this metal thing. Really, nobody could really see it except for people behind the counter. And it was wrapped in plastic. It was priced on the backside, so it was for sale. It just was just kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I've been there for a month and it just jumped out at me. And it said something to the effect of, and don't hold me to it word for word, but it said something to the effect of, I couldn't afford counseling, so I decided to start a podcast instead. I busted out laughing because you guys know that I started Whiplash Talk after my mother passed. And it was like, what is this whiplash? And the whole whiplash of being raised a Christian. And then my partner Bill slowly, as we would say in the days, red pilling me to what was going on in the world, and the red shoes and the Catholic Church and Epstein Island and all of the stuff that was going, adrenochrome, all of that stuff. And I'm like, I was Sally Happy. I knew nothing about any of that stuff. I was so clueless. And so when my mom passed, and then I only did a few shows, and then Bill passed a year later, after my mom passed. So my mom passed. I started this show about a year after she had passed, had transitioned, I should say. I need to change my words. And then in March, Bill passed, and it was like this whiplash that happened to me. And so it's like, what the freak just happened? And so it fast forward to Whiplash Talk was birthed out of I probably did need counseling, but I decided to do a podcast instead. So my guest today has a unique way of hearing from our friend. Cute. And I wanted him to kind of share with us how he hears from our friend and how he communicates and how he sees things that maybe we don't see and how we see things and communicate with him. Shane, are you here?
I am here. Thank you for having me on, Sunshine.
Absolutely. I'm so excited you agreed to join me. I thought this would be a fun show to just kind of get together and just talk. We have some of the neatest conversations, and I wish that we were on the air when we had them because they've been so good. But would you share with us a little bit about, how you, well, first of all, maybe a little bit about yourself, because some people on my show may not know who Shane is. So who is Shane?
Well, Shane is a spirit, a light, being of light that didn't realize he was a being of light until Q actually came on the scene, and he started realizing that we had a lot in common. And I started
Right.
listening to him, and over a period of time, the pattern recognition started coming into play of listening to him. Now, Q came on the scene for me in a political way, in a military way, back in 2017. And I didn't really, I thought he was a part of a military operation. And then over time, it was we follow his Q drops, and he would drop them and coming from a place where no one could find out where he's coming from. And then over time, I found Q through the Love One Society, and that led me to his Being Inspired, no, Project Review with Q show. Back with Love One Society, he had a few commands on there that he started with, and I started using those commands, not really understanding what I was doing at the time. And then things started happening for me. I started doing these commands knowing that they would work. Because we can't doubt it, right? If you doubt it, you just kind of void it.
That's
And
right.
then I connected with him with Project Review with Q through the Loved One Society, and that led me to Being Inspired with Q and to his timeline show, which I personally think was the best thing for me to help rewire my way of thinking. Help me control my actions and reactions to everyday society when we participate in going and walking out into reality, a reality that we all share. And there's not many people here that realize that we're all sharing a reality that we're all creating at the same time. I'm participating in your reality. We're all participating in someone else's reality. And learning to walk through that and see the signs and symbols and the pattern recognition and the communication with source, it takes time. And over time, I learned to recognize that. One of the things that I realized during this that and I'm still learning more and more and more is now I can go back and listen to some of Q's shows from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that I already listened to and I didn't catch on it at the time. But over time, I started experiencing things and now I can go back and listen to some of the shows and it all makes sense to me. I will tell one, I think one of the best experiences, the ways that I can ex describe how Source communicates with me, Q communicates with me, God, whatever anybody relates to. You know, I don't like putting a title on all that is. However, there are people that come to me with questions that aren't ready to hear the I do not there's no such that God would lives within, and they're just not prepared for that yet. And over time, I've learned that if you push that on somebody abruptly, you can lose them or it can delay their process. And it's a long journey, as you well know. And from my experience, there's no way of dodging the experiences that you have to go through to become more aware. And some of those experiences are very, very, very challenging. But if it's okay with you, I'd like to share the story of how kind of like how we connected. You and I hadn't really connected verbally yet, and or like we're speaking now, but we were kind of consciously connected as one, and through source. And basically, if it's okay with you, like share the experience of there. And there's a mutual person involved here that I'm going to keep their name silent, but
Absolutely. That's fine. Go ahead.
it was, you know what I'm talking about. So it was back when you were getting ready to make your journey, and I had just got back in town from connecting with someone, very special, and I got back in town. And the signs and symbols. So I raised my frequency through these experiences of connecting with other beings of light like yourself. And when we connect and we start talking like we are now, and we're talking at a positive way, and we're wanting to help people through our intentions, we're actually right now, Sunshine, you and I are actually right now creating an opportunity or a reality where we're going to allow more light to come in. This is very
Absolutely.
exciting. We hold a higher frequency. So right now, you and I connecting like this is actually creating a reality, a timeline that with that something's going to happen through this experience. But back when I got back in town, I connected with there's some people I'm doing work with, and they asked me if I would have a seat at one of the ta at their table at a fundraiser here, and it was called the Redemption Church, right? And we're all waiting on that redemption period. So I knew that I was on the right path when I heard the Redemption Church, and it was a fundraiser, and he wanted me to participate in it to maybe donate money to this cause. And so he got me a seat at the table, and I went to there, and I knew I just listened to your show, and I caught the end of one of your shows, and it was when you had decided that you were going to step out in blind faith and follow your intuition and follow the guidance of source and shed the fear of needing material things before you can have things is basically what I'm saying. So you were getting ready to step out there, and I understand that step. I took that step myself, but you stepped out in blind faith, and sometimes you need a little push. Sometimes you need Source works through strangers to do that for you. If you can being consciously aware of the guidance that you can receive daily by staying in the moment, staying in your heart space, and not staying distracted by other things. But anyway, I was at the Redemption Church, and this was a donation, and they're up there speaking. They're asking for donations, and a friend of mine that has recently like done like you like, well has recently stepped out of his executive level position and stepped into more of a ministry level, leaving the money behind. He was there, he was putting it on, he was a part of it. And I was sitting up there, and I was watching him, and he was speaking, and in that moment while he was speaking, he lost his train of thought for just a moment. He lost his train of thought for a moment. He froze on stage. And at that moment, I could see Source come into him, to his consciousness, and he looked down at me. And the story that he was telling was, we all walk in faith. We all do these things. We all want to help each other. And he says, even when it's a beautiful, bright day out there and the sun is shining, at that moment is when he lost his train of thought. And I saw Source come in. And then he stops at everybody in that crowd. He looks down at me and he says, "Even sunshine needs help too. Even sunshine needs help too." And then he came back too briefly, and then he kept on with his speech. And because I'm as aware as I am, I saw Source come in and go out, and I got the message. It was for me at that moment. And it were related to you. And I don't really remember how. No, I think I spoke with someone else that was getting ready to go on the same path as you, that you are stepping away from their work life to get the distractions out of the way because they want to concentrate on their ascension process, their ascension journey. And they have made traumatic, I mean, just amazing strides as well through by
Yeah.
stepping away from the noise,
Yeah.
stepping away from the things that create our reality. And they do things that are only passing to them right now. She is exceeding beyond
Yep.
and experiencing things that you could just never experience without, they call it the matrix. I don't like to put titles on things, but she stepped out of her controlled society, and now she's doing things that she loves, and things are just flowing to her just like you are, like you're experiencing. But that is how it works for me. Now, over the years, I had to, and I'm aware of it. Now, the fun part about it for me is I have learned to navigate through society and through the noise and through the crowds, and I can see it happen in the moment that it's happening. I'm not saying sometimes I don't miss it because I'm distracted or I'm in my thoughts, because I
Right.
do have to participate in the matrix. I'm a contractor, I
Right.
deal with a lot of people. But during my process of awareness, becoming more consciously aware, I didn't even realize Q did this, but I guess he had a show about it. He spoke about it. He said he sat on the couch for a year. I did the same exact thing. I
Tell us
connected
about
with,
that. Tell us about that.
So I was a contractor. I had money in my account. I have two kids. I'm single, and I'm sitting and I'm going through this awakening. I'm seeing the presence of source. At the time, I didn't realize what I was going through. And there's not many people here that I can relate with. There's one person that was here that came into my life. Now I can see that he came into my life right on time to be here through the rewiring of the way I perceive reality to be. That's what I would like to relate to it as. On a level where I hope most can understand, is because there's a lot of people that are actually starting to go through this, and it can make you a hermit. Sometimes being a hermit like that, it's okay. But what I did was I started listening to the guidance of my inner voice, spirit, source speaking to me, and I would be told to do something that was just irrational, and it did not go with the flow of society in the third dimension. And one of those things was money. I was always pretty financially responsible for a lot of people, and responsible for myself and family. And one of the things that I was told to do was to just sit down, stop working, stop participating, and to give all my money away. And that was a tough one for me to swallow, but I did listen to it, my intuition, and I did step out in blind faith, and I did give my money away in ways that where it helped people. And I got to a negative $17.76 in my checking account. And I kept hearing in my head, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Now, I'm the kind of person at the time that would go out. I had relationships built. I can go out and I can make money pretty quickly. I'm blessed. I'm very blessed. And I was told, nope, you sit down. You have to learn to see my awareness. I'm teaching you to see me. I'm teaching you to see how you create your reality. And for you to do that, I need to remove you from the noise, from society. And so I sat on my couch and I had to sit there in blind faith. And I kept, there were times during this process now that I said, you know what? I've got to go out. I've got to make money. This is just what I got to do. And I was told, you can go out and do whatever it is you got to do, but you're wasting your time. I still did it anyway because it was part of my process of becoming more faithful and trustful in spirit and source, to know that he's going to guide me that source is going to guide me in the right direction. And so I was hardheaded, so I went out. And I would try, and I would get out there, and I'd hustle for 3 or 4 weeks. I start creating things to happen, and during that time, every bit of it would fall through. So now I've spent money that I don't have. I've spent money that I've borrowed, and I've got people giving me money for groceries because I just don't know what to do. And during this process, I finally just went and sat down. I gave in. I let go. I said, you know what? I'm gonna do it your way. I'm just going to do it your way. And I sat there and I sat there. It was very emotional. Shedded a lot of stuff, a lot of emotions, a lot of gained more humility. But during this process, I found peace. And I shed the need and the mindset of I have to have this before I can have this. Now, during this process, it's like I had to go through stages of like graduating high school or going through school. It's almost like, okay, you've trusted the process now. Now we're going to give you things right on time. I'm going to give you what you need right on time now. So during the process, I remember sitting on my couch, Sunshine, and I'm just sitting there and have no money. I've exhausted all. I don't want to call anybody else and ask them for help. And I'm just sitting there and I'm saying, I have faith in you, and I have faith in you, I have faith in you. I have faith, I have faith. And the very next day, a complete stranger comes and knocks on my door and says, hey, I had a roofer that was going to do my house. It fell through. They fell through. They had to back out. I have cash right now that I can pay you. Can you come please put my roof on this week? It has to be on this week, or I will not, I won't, these renters won't be able to move in. And I knew right then that was source. I knew that how powerful at that point I started seeing the pattern recognitions. So I did that job, and that came through. And then as I'm on my way to that job, here comes this van that drives by me, and on the side of it says, right on time service. I'm like, okay. Right on time service.
That's awesome.
Yep. That was, those are kind of the ways I started seeing the awareness of things. And I knew that when I initially first started seeing the presence, I didn't realize what I was seeing, and I did panic. And
Let
I
me ask.
think Q refers to it as snatching the tablecloth off the table, is what he refers to it as. He goes, if it was up to him, that's what he would do. But it puts people in a mental institution and they don't know what's going on. And it could possibly lead them to a suicidal state, because that is what I initially experienced was, I sat down one day, and at the time I just prayed to be a better man, and I put it out there through my heart. And I was at that point of desperation, of breaking. So I really think that the power of desperation, the gift of desperation, is one of the things that has to happen. So before we get to a point of the awareness process. Now, if there's other people out there that's gone through it differently, I would like to hear your story. But at this point, everyone that I've kind of connected with all has a story of the same, in one way, shape, or form, that's led them to a point of just being desperate. I was that way, but the
But
very next day after I did, go
hold on
ahead.
for
I'm
a
sorry.
second. Yeah, I want to get in and ask a couple of questions real quick. So, people do experience it different ways. And I just want to encourage everyone, don't do it the way Sunshine did it. Don't do it the way Shane did it. Do it the way you're being led to do it, because that's where your provision will be. So I just want to make sure people understand that my way was not your way. My way was pretty tough, but the provision was there. And so I just wanted to jump in and just make sure everybody knows what Shane is sharing. He's sharing from his heart, and he talks about that peace. And I want to ask you, if you don't mind, if you can hold where you're at, remember where you're at, and go back to, you said that's where you learned, that's where you got your peace. I'm putting you on the spot, but can you define that peace? What is that piece that people are looking for that you found?
So again, I found that piece through experiences, Sunshine. So I got to a point where I didn't have money. I didn't have a job. Well, I have a job. I have a business. My family is like, what's going on with you? What is going on with you? And, they don't understand it. They don't get it. They're backing out. Everyone at that moment just kind of backed out. And it just kind of opened my eyes up. And I had to understand that they don't see things quite the same way I do. And there's possibly a reason for it. I don't know why. And a lot of people That's what I want a lot of people to remember is not a lot of people do see things the way that we see them, as we are being blessed with the vision to see. The
Right.
universal glasses is what I refer to it as, is putting on those universal glasses and being able to see into the higher dimensions, or from a higher dimension down.
Right.
And to during this time when the guy showed up at the door with the money to help me, things started happening at that moment. Now, at this time, I'd been sitting on the couch for almost a year. I've been removed from society completely. I didn't have the really fear of money anymore. It was what it was. Didn't go out and hustle and bustle was gone. And after I did all of this and I shed some of these things, I started seeing how Source put people into my path that needed to be there at that moment. Because then I come to realize over time that it was because what I was asking for. I command my
Right.
spirit. I would say I command my spirit to put someone in my path today that I can help through my experiences. Well, over time, I started recognizing that Source, God, whatever people relate to,
Right.
was delivering this through the tools that I have available to help people, the vehicle. It could be roofing, it could be cooking. I'm a chef, I'm a cook. I've been in the restaurant business. I have many avenues that I can connect with people. And I knew, so now when I go out after that moment in that time, now after I go out, now when someone calls me, I automatically go to, it has nothing to do with the roof. It has nothing to do with softball, or because my kids play softball. I'm always looking and searching and seeking why this person is being put into my life. And over time, I've developed that pattern recognition system of communication that I developed with Source and my spirit personally. So you said it just right for all the listeners. Everyone's going to have a unique way of going through this. And what I can really, really encourage is there's not always going to be the same. Someone else is going to relate and connect with Source and their spirit differently than I do. And they're going to develop their own pattern recognition system of communication. So today, my connection with Source, my connection my inner God, with my inner spirit, that's my best friend. And I don't do anything at all to step out of line or step out of the timeline show helped me understand how I create emotional triggers in others by connecting them with them in ways. So today, I'm not going to do anything that's going to purposely harm someone, that's going to create a negative feeling or a belief system at all within them that could possibly create a reality that they have to interact in. And
Right.
once you get to the state of awareness of understanding the power that we all have, and how we treat people, if you create positivity in people, and you create trust in people, and you create like we're doing now, over time, I see now how now that's how you start to learn to recognize energies. So, I mean, we're very powerful. If we connect with someone and we do something and create harm within them, or if we create a trigger within them that we don't realize that we're creating, and a lot of people don't realize, this is where it's what I think is amazing is Sunshine, is there's a lot of people out there that don't realize the power of creating that emotional trigger within them and that timeline, that how it affects them. I think if everyone in the world could understand how powerful they are in this reality that we live in, and how we're all creating a different timeline in the same reality by going out and mingling amongst each other. We're all participating in everybody else's reality, and no one knows it. So how do you get everybody, Sunshine? How do you get everybody on the same level of understanding the power that's within them, of creating? I think if everybody understood that, I think this world would clean up very, very quickly. those heartfelt beings would understand it and say, hey, we all just need to treat everybody okay, nicely, and from a higher frequency. But no, not yet. You go to, you got 8.2 billion people on the planet, and we're all participating in each other's reality, and it's all a different reality.
And all of them are watching mainstream media and getting all of the negative energy and broadcasting that as well. So that kind of, as you say, we're all not working together. So there's very few of us and a heck of a lot of them. So yeah, that's a really good question. That's why the Power of Now book that I've been reading by Eckhart Tolle is it's amazing. It's a really, really good book. And doesn't really matter where you are in your walk, even if you're not going within and looking to better yourself. It's an amazing book. It really focuses on, a guide to spiritual enlightenment, no matter where you are in that process, whether you're at the very beginning or you're well advanced and well down the road. So I agree with you. For us to be able to walk in peace and walk with respect and love for others, and not just other, spirit beings or light beings or enlightened ones, but also with our flora and fauna and the animals and all of that. There's something synergistic about it all. That is why a lot of us like to garden, and because you're out in nature and you're growing things and you're nurturing those plants and you're talking to them and you're touching them and you're giving them love and water and words of encouragement. Why do we do that to our plants, but we don't do that to our people? We're nicer to our plants than we are to our people. And that doesn't make
Right.
sense to me. So no, you bring up a really good point. Really good point.
You know, and what's crazy is there are few of us that are understand these timelines and these emotional triggers that we might put on others. First, you have to be able to recognize and understand what triggers they may have, and then you have to understand how much you can or cannot participate in their reality. So, and sometimes, you might love someone and they have some emotional triggers and things that they have to work on. There's people that I've connected with that are all healing. We're all still healing. I call it healing. Because here's what this is what I do recognize, Sunshine, is the system does keep us all distracted. I don't let any, I used to be into the politics years ago. And over time of this process, I've learned to shed that. Now I still receive, messages from certain people of what's going on in reality, and I'll look at it and I'll entertain it. And, I still watch TV and things of that nature. But what I'm trying to say is when, let's see, basically. What I'm trying to say is we all see these things. We all have to heal because when the Power of Manifestation came out, which is really coming out right now in the mainstream media, like it's starting to come out more and more, and people are talking about manifesting and people are practicing this manifestation. And what I've seen through this is a lot of these people that are practicing the power of manifestation, they're starting to now admit that it's possible in their reality. Well, the universe hears that. So when your perspective comes around and you say, you know what, I'm doing things and things are coming my way, you have now acknowledged that to the universe. So now you're actually manifestation will start to move a lot faster for you. Because they believe that it's possible. Now keep that in mind. This is what I have to say. A lot of these people that are attempting this manifestation practice, a lot of them have not healed emotionally. So now they have acknowledged to the universe that we have the power to create things and manifest things in our life. However, they're being emotionally triggered daily. by certain things. They may still participate in the dramatic things of other people's lives because they don't understand the timelines and how. So now that they've acknowledged to the universe this manifestation thing and they're experiencing things happening, they're still getting triggered. And when they get triggered, that's when they got you. I mean, that's what Q talks about all the time, is they want that reactional trigger from you
That's what they feed off of.
because it will create that reality for them. So if you're creating a reality of where you're still participating in drama, but yet you're trying to manifest money into your life, well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have a manifestation through money and drama. And you don't, the universe is going to create a situation for you to experience through that. And it's up to people. So what I suggest to people is, before I started even trying to use it, I did a lot of healing. And I think that's where Lucia's class, I don't know if you ever connected with Lucia. Q talked about Lucia. I have been in her class. I was one man of the 12 beautiful white beings, and she does a fantastic job of taking people through the class and helping them recognize some emotional traumas and stuff that they need to heal.
Yeah,
And the way she.
Lucia and Margie have been on the show before, and I've been through a couple of classes and some private stuff with Lucia. She's fabulous. So Lucia Nicola Evans is who we're talking about, everyone. Go
Yeah,
ahead.
Lucia Nicola Evans. And when I took her class, what I was experiencing, which I thought was beautiful, was we would all connect on Sundays, and we would connect and we would go through the class, and it was 2 hours long, I believe, if I can remember back then. It was 2 hours long, and everyone's connecting, and we're creating at that time. And I think that's what Lucia is trying to show people, is that y'all, we're creating an experience through this one class that. You know, they're going to experience something this week that relates to what we just created through this class. And I started seeing that when I go through the class and we would talk about a certain subject, just a few days later, there was an experience that we would go through that she was giving us the tools to practice with to handle that experience if we could be consciously aware enough that that's what was going on. And so what that's what I started recognizing with her class is how fast things were moving in those experiences. And it's a beautiful thing that she's got created. And I think so that healing process is very, very critical before people start practicing manifestation. And once they get to the when they start practicing the manifestation, where they're in a state of peace and can learn to stay out of their mind, like this whole time I've been speaking with you, I've been coming from the heart. I haven't been using my mind at all. So there's no mind energy there. So
Well, and
therefore I'll
go ahead.
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I want to say to everybody that's listening, everybody's in different places in their walks, and Shane is speaking from his heart, and he's pointing out differences and the way people are walking out their walks. And so, when we're on the radio as hosts, we all try to, Shane's also on some other shows as well with Robin on PRQ Homesteading Expanded, and then he's also helping Aloha with not being inspired, yeah, being inspired by Q. And
Right.
so we as hosts, and even us as light beings, we are very careful to not say they must do, they must do. We can only talk about our experiences because we can't put our experiences on others. And so that's something that's really good about having Shane on, is hearing a different experience. He and I have connected through a mutual friend, and I love hearing his heart and his heart for people coming out of what he went through. And he just gave you the cliff notes. He didn't give you all the down and dirty of everything that he went through to get to where he's at. And so I just wanted to jump in and say that. And please continue. I just wanted to make sure everybody heard your heart, that you're not telling everybody how to do it. You're just pointing out that there are different ways that affect different people.
Right. You know, and it's, you know, whatever anybody can relate to, if anybody can relate to what I'm saying, I mean, hopefully people listening can connect to it and say, you know what? That kind of makes a little bit of sense now. So maybe they can take a step back No, I'm not trying to create any belief system with anybody. I'm not telling anybody to go out and give their money away. I'm telling you that I what I experienced, and to get me there from the very beginning, my family, I mean, source snatched the tablecloth off the table for me, and I could see everything with my eyes wide open. I could hear people's thoughts. I mean, it was, and my reality switched real fast, and I was at a point of losing my mind, and they put me into a mental institution for 3 days, and then they put me into a rehab facility for drugs and alcohol for 30 days. But they drug tested me. They said he's not on drugs, and that's why I say you have to be really, really careful about what you put out there and what you say. But because my intentions that night when I prayed, things started moving quickly. Source can take over the consciousness of others to give you messages instantly, then jump right back out again. And if you can learn to become consciously aware and not allow any distractions of human emotional triggers, and I hate to say it, we're all that way. And I
How do
will
you
say
do
this,
that?
Sunshine.
Go ahead, go ahead.
How do
Say
you
it.
do it? Through experiences, through time of I seek it daily.
No,
So
no, no.
I wake up.
No, that's not the question. The question was you were talking you jumped in that source takes over. I don't think source takes over. I think source flows into and out of.
Correct.
I think we're all still in control of ourselves, but source can flow in and out of and speak through. And so whenever you said, I can't remember the question that you asked or you said right after that, but I'm sorry, just
No,
keep
it
going. Just keep going.
no, you're good. So my family, whenever that happened to me and they put me into a mental institute, I'm like, y'all don't see the energy and feel what I'm feeling right now. I know I'm not losing my mind here, and no one could relate with it. And it was part of the process, though. It was part of the process. There's always something good that's going to come out of this experiences that we go through. Sometimes we don't realize we're going through it. And if you can learn to get excited during those experiences and say, I can't wait to see the outcome of this, can't wait to see what's going to come out of this, things will start turning positively in that situation for you instantly because it's almost like you passed a test. I hate to put it that way, but
Well,
it's
and
the
you
emotion.
created, I'm sorry, but yeah, and you, I don't want to jump in. And you create your reality because
Correct.
if you are just going through it and in the weeds, if you can't find the excitement in it, then you're still in the battle in the weeds. But if you can get past it and get the excitement, that excitement will pull you to the excitement.
That's
Does that
right.
make sense? Go ahead. Sorry, keep going.
Oh yes. Yeah, I hold that. Now I'm at a point to where I wake up every morning and I have to do certain commands, and I connect and I command and demand. I mean, I get down to the nitty-gritty. There's a few people that's experienced some things with me when I do this, and they think it's just magical, but I command and demand. And like here's an example. One of the things that I experienced just this week was I've been talking with a few people, and men just are not waking up as fast as women are. They just are not. Women are men have egos. Men are sexually attractive. We're distracted by the woman's body or whatever it may be, whatever their preference is, but we get distracted by these human. So men just aren't waking up, and I'm connecting with a lot of women, and it can cause you some issues, but for the most part, it's a positive connection. And so this week I was speaking with someone about it, and I said, man, I just wish there were some people that were waking up that are men that I can help. And then like the example I said earlier, source put someone in my life that needed a roof, but it happened through somebody else. It was a lead. And I went and met with this guy, and I knew that I'm there for a reason. And he's 34 years old. He's a teacher, and he's been in a Catholic church, and he's at the crossroads. He's starting to experience things that he doesn't understand. And when I met with him, the first thing I do is I listen real well and wait for him to say some things that might give me acknowledge the fact that I'm there for that reason. And then sometimes I'll drop a few words to see if he just catches on. or see if an experience that he opens his eyes, and it happened this week. So I
So
asked for it
Shane,
last week.
go ahead, finish
Go
that.
ahead.
We've got
Real
3 minutes, and I want us to finish up that story, but then I want us to be able to tell people, how do they do that? How do they groom themselves to hear to help others? So keep going. We've got about
No, that's
two
it.
and a half minutes.
Basically, I put it out there last week. I know it's going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And then this week, it presented itself through an opportunity, and I followed up and through that opportunity. Sometimes those opportunities come at you in a way that you may not want to participate in, but sometimes after you participate in them, the answer's there. So that's what I have to say there. And I thank you for Sunshine for having me on your show.
Oh, it's been wonderful having you on. It's so good to get somebody's different perspective on how they're walking the walk, if you know what I mean. So I just want to encourage everybody to come back and listen to this again. There were a lot of nuggets in here that Shane shared in a very short amount of time, and they're really good to kind of go back and ponder and listen to. And it's fun because whenever I was on my journey across country, I would get texts that would say, have a beautiful day, or find the excitement in this, and just the encouraging words that we help each other with. And so publicly, thank you for that, and publicly thank you for everything that you've done to support Sunshine, because to listen to Sunshine needs help too. That was amazing. So loved having you on. Love our friendship. And yeah, you're a chef. You're gonna have to come cook for me sometime. That'll be awesome. I love to cook too. That'd be fun to cook together.
I love the
So
cooks. It's very exciting.
yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I know that you've got to get off and go to another show. So please stay tuned, guys. Shane's gonna be on PRQ
PRQ,
Homesteading
Homesteading Expanded.
Expanded, right? It's coming up right after this show at the top of the hour. And I thank you. Thank you, Shane, for being on.
Thank you, Sunshine.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon. We've got 1 minute left. Anything you want to say?
I hope we connected with at least one person that could possibly help. And it's a beautiful walk, and just try to stay at peace as much as you can. It's
Absolutely.
not an overnight process for people. I hope they understand that. It is a journey.
It is a journey, and I am just going to put it out there that I know that we've helped someone today, and thank you for being there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. I'll catch you next week.